Our next guest is one of the people who will be overseeing Iraq policy in the new Congress. New Hampshire Republican John Sununu is a member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, and he joined us from his office on Capitol Hill. Senator John Sununu, welcome.
Thank you very much. Great to be here.
Let me begin by asking you what you are hearing from your constituents about American involvement in Iraq.
There has been, really, since the very early days of the involvement in Iraq, a great deal of interest in information. What's going on? How are things going? What's working? What isn't? I think the American public understands that Iraq is better off with Saddam removed from power, but frustrated that progress there hasn't been better, that the Iraqi people don't seem to be responding, as we might expect, to the opportunity to select their own government, to take more responsibility for their own security. So a lot of frustration and a lot of questions about what tactics and approaches might make the most sense to ensure success there, stability, and allow our troops to come home.
Well, given that we're in the midst of a lot of talk about what makes the most sense, are there any recommendations on Iraq from the Iraq Study Group, from the administration, Democrats, that you think are unacceptable?
I think just removing troops without setting a goal for the Iraqi people, for governance structure, revision of oil law, reconciliation process, I think that would be a mistake. I think refusing to make any changes in tactics or approaches is unacceptable, given that we can look and see what's happening in Iraq and recognize that we aren't being as successful as we'd like to be. And we can look back and say we made some bad choices. There were mistakes that have been made. I think the recommendations made in the Iraq Study Group report, by and large, hit the mark. I certainly agree with the significant majority of them. There may be other ideas and important input that's going to come from commanders in the field, but I think the president has a good platform now to act with clarity, and people understand that making new decisions, changing the approach, is to be expected of any commander-in-chief during this kind of an effort.
President Bush has said now that he'll be waiting until January to announce any new strategy on Iraq. As increasingly chaotic and bloody as Iraq is day by day, is that too late?
It's not too late, but my preference would have been for the administration, along with the new Secretary of Defense, to put forward a set of recommendations and policy decisions based on the study group report and their own internal review earlier. But we do have a new Secretary of Defense. I think in part the delay is an accommodation to Robert Gates and his desire to have a little bit more time so that when the administration and the Defense Department does act, they stand the best chance of getting it right.
Well, given the levels of support for the Iraq war among the American people and how that support is going down, politically speaking, does the president have this much time to act?
I think it would be a mistake for the president or the Democratic leadership in Congress, for that matter, to be focused on the political implications of a particular decision.
Though the political decisions in this case involve the support of the American people for whatever is decided.
Look, the support of the American people is crucial, but I think if we make good decisions about the path forward in Iraq, the American people will be supportive. There is a lot of truth to the sentiment, and it may be cliche, that this is a little bit too important to be driven strictly by poll numbers. So sooner is always better than later, but getting it right is most important of all.
Senator, thank you very much for speaking with us.
It's a real pleasure to be with you.
Republican Senator John Sununu is a member of the Foreign Relations Committee.